Guten Erev Shabbos. Today's Shiur, Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Pinchas. We begin, everybody knows, a whole different type of Haftarah. The Torah tells us that from Shabbos Bereishis until this week, every Haftarah is connected to the Parsha. But, based on the Psikta, from now until Vezayis HaBracha, every Parsha, the next 12 weeks, we will be laying a Haftarah following a specific order, not necessarily tied to the Parsha Bechlal. We're going to be having 3 weeks of Peronius, 7 weeks of Nechama, and 2 weeks of Tshuva. So a 12-week independent system. And how do we begin this entire process? With the Haftarah of Yirmiyahu. And right at the beginning of the Haftarah, there is a message, but seemingly it's just part of a private conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yirmiyah, not Negeya to us. That's what it would seem like. But we know that Nevuah Shehutzrach HaLadairis was Nichtav. So if it's in the Sefer Yirmiyah, it's a message for us. And with Hashem, we're going to show how this is a message to help us rectify the whole Peronis and how this sets off the whole Bein HaMitzarim from beginning to end. Today's Shiur is based almost completely on the Sefer Shari Zmanim, the newest volume on Bein HaMitzarim. Mishnah says in Masechah Sanhedrin, Adam HaRishon was created alone, without anybody else. Hashem began all of mankind from one. Why? To teach us, a person should always say, B'shvili Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created for me. Everyone was mechuyev to say that. Now, the Ramchal in the Seals of Sharm brings this maimer of Chazal in Parak Yutes. Where does that Ramchal find it applicable and important to teach us this tremendous yisoid of Bishvili Nivra Ha'olam? Where? The Ramchal brings this and he asks the following question and uses this to answer. He says, somebody might say, Mi ani shespalal ala golos for Yerushalayim? Why should I be the one to daven for golos in Yerushalayim? There's so many other fine Jews who have lived, who are alive. Me, I know my problems. I have so many issues. I'm the one that's going to bring the Geula closer. I'm going to bring it even a drop closer. Now, you would expect that what would the Ramchal answer to that? Oh, maybe, yes, every little bit counts. Maybe the Ramchal would say, well, it's almost there. You just need to do the last little bit. That's not what the Masilas Hasharm answers. What does he answer? Masilas Hasharm says, this Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that a person has to know, Bishvili Nivra Olam. Means Masilas Hasharm is answering, there's a mistake in your kasha. Why me? Why not someone else? Says Masilas Hasharm, there is nobody else. The whole world was created for you. You are the only one available, the only one who could daven for the Geula. Now let's be a little bit deeper into the Mishnah. Let's understand a little bit deeper. It says, therefore, the Mishnah says, Adam was created alone at the beginning. In other words, you would think, yeah, I started from one, and then he had a few kids, and those few kids had more kids, so the world became the billion that it is today. No. The Mishnah is telling you that Hashem created Adam Yechidi not just because one was enough to make the whole world. Hashem created Adam Yechidi because the mahus of a person, the essence of a man, is that he is alone. Yes, there's many, many things that have to do with the chazal, with the tzibor, and Kol Yisrael Arevim. But the mahus of an Adam is he has responsibility all on his own. That who the Adam is. So the Halige, Rabbi Yerochim, says Lapi this Masilas Hasharm, that this is a lashon of Rabbi Yerochim in Das Taira. Every person has the ability, everybody has the ability to go along and bring the whole world to its creation. So, instead of going around and pointing fingers at others and saying, oh, the gal is still continuing because of him, and because people are doing this, and because they have sinas chinam, and because they have this and this averis, we have to just look at ourselves and realize there's nobody else. Ein hadavar talui Ella B. The whole Geula is totally in me. Take a look. Rachel Imenu. Medrash says that all the Avos, all the Imayis, weren't able to get in guarantee that we're going to go out of the Golis. But Rachel Imenu, through one action that she did, because of her, we're going to be going out of the Golis. That shows us that Koyach of one person, what one person could do. And this week's parasha, we find also, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin, what does it say? V'leichilisi b'nei Yisrael, I would have destroyed Klal Yisrael, because of him, I won't destroy b'nei Yisrael. One individual saved all of Klal Yisrael. Now, when the story was going on with Zimri, it wasn't just Pinchas who saw it. Moshe was there. Elazar HaKoyin was there. That's Pinchas' own father. The Skenim, the Gdali Yisrael, the Nesim were there. And Pinchas actually knew that if he gets involved, they're just going to make fun of him, Klal Yisrael. They're going to say, ah, Reisa ben Puti Zeh, Shepita Mavi'imai, Agam Avedizara. This person, he's just what business does he have? Who he thinks is a big tzaddik? He's a frummer. Who does he think he is? A lot of cheshbonis. Halacha cheshbonis. My halacha b'fnei rabbi. And still, as great as all the people were around him, Pinchas felt a responsibility. Yes, I have to, of course, deal with everybody else. I have to be careful not to mechazal anybody else. I have to get reshus. But he felt a responsibility to deal with this. Bishvili nivra olam. It's my job to deal with Zimri. Ein hadavar tali elabi. And therefore, he was zoyche that all of his family descendants are kehanim until today. Rashi says, beginning of the parasha, Pinchas, for some reason, wasn't supposed to be a kohen. And he was zoyche to it, based on the Gemara and Tzvachim, he was zoyche to it because of this action, because of realizing it's tali in me. And now, we step right up to the Haftarah. Reb Nosson Vachfegel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Mashgiach of Lakewood, brings that he heard from Yeruchim. Like we said, the Haftarah begins with Yirmiyo, and what is right at the beginning of the Haftarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyo, I've appointed you to be a Navi. And what does Yirmiyo, a Navi, say? V'oimar, Aho Hashem Alikim, Hine lo yadati daber, ki na'ar anoichi. I'm not the one who's ra'i to be a Navi. I'm a Nar. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu also refused to be a Navi. At the beginning, he was arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Sneh, but Yirmiyo has a new time, Ki na'ar anoichi. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80. But me? I'm a Nar. Radak explains, Kipshuta, he was literally young. He says, I'm not worthy. I'm not experienced. I'm not the one who knows how to speak. It's not me, Bechlal. It can't be me. I'm the wrong person over here. I'm so far from being a Shalim. Now, the Yetzer Hara says Rabbi Ruchim, we're going to see this Mirtash Hashem later on, he's very, very in favor of using Anava and Gaiva in the wrong places. Whenever you're not supposed to be a Baal Gaiva, be a Baal Gaiva. Whenever you're not supposed to be an Anav, all of a sudden, be an Anav. I can't do it. It's not in my koyach. And Rabbi Ruchim screamed out and said the following. Rabbi Ruchim gave a shrai. Who knows how many Yidden were lost to Klal Yisrael? How many great losses there were to Klal Yisrael because of people saying Nara Noichi? How many times did people lose Rosh Hashivas, Rabbanim? How many great, wonderful Jews there could have been? How much more Daf and Gemara could have been learned? How many more yeshivas could have been opened? If people wouldn't have said about themselves, Nara Noichi, misplaced Anova. You have to feel, Vayigba Libay B'darki Hashem, I could go along and I can do it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him back and says to Yirmiya, V'yomer Hashem Ilai, I'll tell you Mar Nara Noichi. You're not allowed to talk like that. You're not allowed to think like that. You're not allowed to believe like that. You can do it. V'yig Baliv V'narki Hashem. Now is the time to have Gaiva. It says in Aves, Hevi Az Kanomer. The Chassid Yaimis explains, really a line is stronger. Line is the strongest. So what's the mile of a Namer? A Namer has such chutzpah, has such guts, that with his chutzpah he could even beat the lion, says the Chassid Yaimitz. Because the number doesn't say Nara Noichi. He just believes in himself. And he goes and he does it. He knows that Hashem will help him. And that's why he's able to even outdo and outwin the lion. If everybody would realize their own koiches and how great they are and how everything is totally just in you, we never, ever would have come to Bein HaMetzarim. And that's why this is at the beginning. Let us explain. Rashi tells us, in Parashat Shlach, It says that 40 years were Nigzer on Klal Yisrael. Rashi says there's actually only 38 and a half years left. There's already a year and a half passed by, and then we know they're only in the Midbar for 38 and a half years. So Rashi proves from the Pesukim that the 40 years began by the Chet Ha'egel, not just by the Chet Meraglim. So 40 years includes both. So it seems that Rashi is telling us that the two Averis are very, very connected. We actually find the Hezra in this, the Shmiras HaLashem, Chelik Beis, Perek Yutes, where the Chofetz Chaim asks, how is it possible that all of Klal Yisrael went along and believed the silly words of the Meraglim? Even the Sanhedrin says that Einei, the eyes of Klal Yisrael, also were crying. And that's referring to Sanhedrin. Everybody fell for it? How could it be everyone fell for such nonsense? After all the Nisim Hashem did to us, we're not going to be able to make it in Eretz Yisrael. We won't be able to get rid of the Goyim over there. So the Chofetz Chaim says, why are you so nisbal about the Meraglim? He says, we do the same exact thing. The same question we could ask in ourselves. We have the same problem, says the Chofetz Chaim. Yitzhahara comes to us and tells us, you're not ro'oi, you're not deserving, you're not in the Madrega, you're a sinful person. We bechlau are not deserving of special godless from our Kaddish Baruch Hu to have Nisim happen to us. And the Yitzhahara convinces us of all our problems, proves us and shows us in broad daylight all of our issues, and says, what do you think your mitzvah is worth? What do you think your avodas Hashem? What's your tefillah worth? You could bring the Gula closer. And the Chofetz Chaim again repeats that concept of he mixes up when we should use gaiva, when we should use anava, and that's the Yitzhahara tries to do to us. We deserve more than the Kananim. The Kananim should be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael for us. Why? We don't deserve that. And Yeshua and Kalev answer, Rak Bashem Al Timroidu, which means to say, says the Chofetz Chaim, it's okay if you have Averis. Just don't rebel against Hashem. As long as you don't rebel against Hashem, Hashem will continue to help you. He'll continue to help you in everything. As long as you're not Moirid. But what did Klal Yisrael say? V'anihi b'einenu k'chagavim. We felt so little. We felt so small. We felt like little insects, little chagavim. So this, says the Chofetz Chaim, is what caused Klal Yisrael to all fall. And Minichshel Meraglim, they didn't think that they were worthy of going into Eretz Yisrael. After all that virus, they had a history. There was different stories during the Midbar. They were married by the Yamsuf and Asara, Nisyonis, Nisra, Vesenilis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, we're not right anymore. And that's why everybody, including the Sanhedrin, fell. Well, the same thing is by the Eagle. Because the Ramban says that Klal Yisrael did not believe that they deserved to go directly under the guidance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Maisha's not here, we need to have an intermediary. We can't do it without Maisha Rabbeinu. We need an Eagle, says the Ramban. That's not true. You could be directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this shows us the kesher between these two events, which we know the 3 weeks begins, the big Aveira that began the whole 3 weeks and all the Peronius, is Shivasi Batamus, the Eagle. And the final event of the 3 weeks, which brought all the Peronis of Tisha B'Av, what was the big huge chait? The Meraglim. The two are connected. It has to do with not appreciating Bishvili Nivra Olam. Just thinking, Nara Noichi, what am I worth? No, I'll timer ki Nara Noichi. I'll just mention in last week's Pasha, Balak, the Sefer Raftov, he explains that based on a Baal Turim, that when it says that Bilam went Bein Hamitzar, Mizeh Umizeh, there was a fence over here and a fence over there. So Baal Turim says that he was trying to destroy Klal Yisrael that have this, that have the Luchos that say Mizeh Mizeh Mim Ksuvim. What's the connection? He says Bilam was actually trying to curse Klal Yisrael, and he shows us some of the Psukim that we should always misuse Anova and misuse Gaiva. We should mix the two up. When we're supposed to be supposed to have humility, to have Gaiva. We're supposed to feel proud, and know that we can do it, and all of a sudden to feel lowly and unworthy. But the Luchos, Mizeh Umizeh, teaches us how to use each midah. But that's what Bilam was trying to teach us how to mess up. And unfortunately, this is the whole Mahalach of the Chet Egel, Chet Meraglim, and all the Peronius of this Tkufa of Bein HaMitzarim. Now let's look at the Pesukim. When Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, I'm a Nar, so Hashem says, "Al time in Aranochi." Don't say that. Why? And you expect that he would go along and give him some encouragement. No, you have it in you. You can do it. But what does it say? Al tira mi pneihem. Don't be scared. How is that the reason why you shouldn't be Aranochi? Should be because you can do it. You're great. You should encourage him. Give him a little bit of a pep talk. There it says. Hashem's telling Yirmiyah, or at least telling us, Chas Hashem, we don't want to say this about Yirmiyah, but it's a message for us at least, that we are scared. We don't believe that we can do it. We're full of chesroinus. We don't feel we can grow. We don't feel that our tefillah could change everything and bring the geula. No. Don't say that. And Hashem says, don't be scared. Al tir mipneihem. Ki itcha ani latzilecha na'um Hashem. Hashem says, I'm with you. I'm going to help you. Focus on your karchus. Focus on your strengths. And through your strengths, and everybody has strengths too, you're going to be able to go along and grow and pull yourself out of the mud. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, a Sefer Zohar Mishva, says, notice, Yerushalayim and Tor Malka were destroyed by individuals. And the tikkun of the Geula also comes from individual Rachel Imenu. Now let's take a look at Bayis Sheni. We know that Bayis Sheni was Nachrev because of Sinas Chinam. What's the Shoyrish of Sinas Chinam? Well, the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Ezeu Mechubad HaMechavid Desabriyos. There's a relationship between how one respects others to how he respects himself. So, like the Gemara says in Kedushin, Kol HaPaisel Mumay Paisel. If someone goes along and just sees everybody else's problems, it means he's feeling lowly himself. And the only way he can pick himself up a little bit is by pulling others down with him and focusing on their problems. He's living in a very, very lowly state. And that's how he looks at everybody else. But if he would demand for himself, I want to grow. I have to go along and do it. Then he never, ever would come to a situation to mezalzel himself and say, Na'ar Anochi. He would never say Na'ar Anochi about his own koiches. He would realize there's no reason to belittle anybody else. And then there would never be Sinas Chinam. So Na'ar Anochi also ends up bringing to Sinas Chinam. And according to this, we understand the famous Chazal that say that in the future, when all the animals will be living B'Shalom, they're going to come to the Nachash and say to the Nachash, Snake, oh snake. Every other animal, we understand throughout the Dairis why in the past, the Ari would be Dairis for Eichel, and the Zev would be Tire for Eichel, and every animal had to kill to eat because it wanted a piece of tasty meat. But you, Mr. Snake, everything tastes like dust anyways. So why did you ever kill? Why couldn't you just eat plants or dust? It all tastes like dust anyways. And what does the snake answer? The Nachash will answer, Uma Yisroin Labar Lashon. And what about the one who speaks Lashon Hara? What's the Peshat on this Gemara? The Peshat is that the one who speaks Lashon Hara is feeling very low. He's feeling very cheap about himself. He has no value. Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Al Tehi Baz L'Chol Adam. But he's feeling buzz about himself. He's feeling so lowly. So therefore, how does he make himself feel better? By speaking Lashon Hara about other people. So the Nachash says, that's how I am. That was the Einish. My Einish was, I couldn't appreciate good things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, me, they're going to me that said that everything's going to taste like dust to me. No taste, no flavor. Everything's going to be lowly. And therefore, the Nachash says, that's the connection between me and anybody who speaks Lashon Hara. They're just trying to pull people down. I see people, great people, just pull them down, just kill them. I'm just feeling nasty, destructive, and not feeling like I can go along and build, and there's a taste, and there's a beautiful world out there. Instead of lifting myself up, I pull people down to me. Reb Nosson Vachfengel used to explain, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell Yeshua ben Nun at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Chazak ve'amatz. Because we know that Yeshua was zeichet to become the Mamshech, because he was Moshe Rabbeinu's Gabbai, he would be Mesajah the Beis HaKnesses, he would Beis HaMedrash, he would fix up the benches, and he might be feeling low about himself. You're bigger to me than Chachamim. He won't be able to be a leader if he's feeling low about himself. Chazak ve'amatz. And this, says Reb Nosson, is the Pshat, the famous Gemara in Gittin, that says, Amar Rabbi Yechon, An busanusei Shreb Zachari ben Avkulis, the great humility of Reb Zachari ben Avkulis destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara explains Reb Zachari ben Avkulis in the story of Kamtza bar Kamtza, He was the one that paskin that they should allow Kamsa to bring his carbon on the Mizbeach, or they shouldn't bring the carbon, they shouldn't bring his carbon on the Mizbeach, and they shouldn't kill him, they should allow him to go back. It was done with too much humility. Shem Rassan says, what's the Gemara trying to teach us? That misplaced humility, I'm not saying by Mizachayim and Avkulis, but that type of anivus, that was the Ruach, and Mizachayim and Avkulis, of course, was in a kosher way, but misplaced humility is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. People have misplaced humility, feeling low about themselves when they're not supposed to, so then it will cause Sinas Chinam, they're feeling just hateful towards everybody. So, if we're feeling Nara Noichi, we're feeling we can't do it, we can't grow, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, everything. It's terrible to say Nara Noichi. Hashem says, don't think that. The world was created just for you. Al Tirem Ipneim. Nothing to be scared about. There's fears. That's really what the source is. You know why Hashem doesn't just answer him back with encouragement? Because everything is just really coming from just a fear. It's not that you think you don't have the you're just scared. Don't be scared. Because Baruch Hu gave you, Hashem's gonna be with you. Ki itcha ani latzilach anom Hashem. If you're mechazek and emun Hashem, you know Hashem gave you the koiches. Don't underestimate yourself. Shabbos.